With Axar News, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ended early after a diplomatic breakdown.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't, please.
You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, several Republican senators rallied to President Trump's support.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Volodymyr Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is among those applauding Elon Musk's call for federal employees to submit a list of the work they've accomplished over the past week.
This kind of, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them, but surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
And Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. And a majority of voters polled on an election integrity measure say they favor the proposal recently put forth by President Trump. This is SRN News. Africa says it's looking forward to a visit from evangelist Franklin Graham.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on TV ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT political agenda. This is SRN News. Skype, as you've noted, is about to become a thing of the past.
Microsoft says it's retiring Skype in May, shifting some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. Skype users can use existing accounts to log into Teams, which Microsoft has prioritized over Skype. Microsoft bought the video calling service for $8.5 billion in 2011, which was cutting edge at that time. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street closed its dreary February on a brighter note on Friday as stocks saw something of a rally.
The S&P 500 jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.6%. Every major index still closed out the month with a loss. Damian Troisi, New York.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.